from KQED.
The trucking industry accounts for about 12% of the nation's petroleum use, about 21 million barrels a day. Truckers would love to squeeze a little more fuel efficiency out of their big rigs for obvious reasons, and they've enlisted scientists from NASA and Lawrence Livermore National Labs in the effort. Gretchen Weber has the story as part of our ongoing series, Climate Watch.
Inside the world's largest wind tunnel, even a semi-truck with a 50-foot-long trailer looks small. But this is no ordinary semi. Called the ProStar, it's touted by its manufacturer, Navistar, as the most aerodynamic truck on the road today. It's one of the products being tested in the gigantic wind tunnel at NASA's Ames Research Center this month as part of a public and private collaboration designed to identify fuel efficiency technologies for trucks. At highway speeds, aerodynamic drag eats up more than 50% of fuel energy on standard semis. The devices being tested at Ames all reduce that drag, many by directing airflow more efficiently around the vehicle.
It's like swimming through the water.
Steve Bruford is the VP of Vehicle Development for Navistar.
When you dive, if you dive in, put your arms out first, you enter the water, you don't make a splash, that's very efficient, right? If you make a big splash, right, A, it hurts, but B, it's a lot of drag, right? It's kind of like the truck going through the air. You're trying to make it go through the air cleanly, enter the air cleanly and exit the air cleanly. That way you're reducing the drag.
These devices can increase fuel efficiency by 12%, which could mean a savings of more than 3 billion gallons of diesel fuel per year. That's a 36 million ton reduction in CO2 emissions and a cost savings of more than 10 billion. Wind tunnel testing will continue for another 3 weeks, and then the best devices will be road tested over the next year. Scientists expect this new technology to be widely available by 2013. For the California Report, I'm Gretchen Weber.
To see a photo of a big rig in a wind tunnel, head to californiareport.org/climatewatch.